Okay, we start the Gemara on Daled Beis, those three topics, Lamaisa, from Wednesday, Thursday, and yesterday. Please chazer them over, be responsible for those, and we'll chazer them over when we chazer. But now we continue upon where we left off, the Daled Beis on the bottom of the Ovid, and we continue upon the Sugya of Rabbi the Rabbi. As the Gemara in the beginning of the Sichta asked the first kashya in the sense of getting was, what my time is? What's the reason why a shliach that delivers a gift from Medina Siam has to say before an ekkah? Form is written before me, was signed, and Rabbi said we need to verify it was done with Shmuel. With Shmuel is a din in the Araisa, because of all sacred priests. Law with Shmuel. The Mar makes the drasha has to be written for a specific man, specific woman. So Rabbi says that's why the form of the Shlius is the funny that must be said in order to verify it was done with Shmuel. However, Rabbi held not that way. We need to verify that the signatures were authentic and not forged. And therefore that's the other reason why he needs to find out. So Gemara went back and forth on Daf Beis, on Daf Gimel, and on Daf Dalet. And then on the Dalet and Beis, the Gemara said earth-shaking statement. It said, Rabbi this later Rava, Rebbeinu Shlomo, Rabba also holds like Rava, Rabba holds Lishmo, also holds Kiyum, Rava holds Kiyum alone. Okay? And then the Gemara says you have to strike down one of those Nafkaminas. The Gemara gave three Nafkaminas on Beis and Beis. Three cases, and the Gemara Lamaisa Meir. The Gemara says Lamaisa that there. Well, the Gemara struck down one of the Nafkaminas. You guys remember which Nafkamina did it strike down? Remember that? Which one? Medina Medina Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because if you hold Kiyum, if you hold Lishma and Kiyum, then you need to say it. There was a Shas Kerim, and even though they knew Lishma, but Rabba holds Lishma and Kiyum, so therefore that Nafkamina goes out the window. And they both say, Medina, Medina, so you're going to have to say before Nef, Nef. So you're left with two Nafkaminas that the Gemara gave. Excellent. So now, we pick it up with Dalet Amid Beis. There's a lot we got to see here, Bezushim. Let's go with it, slowly. But we have to get it, Lamaisa, make sure we get everything clear, and get all the Mahalchim. So let's start, Asher. Let's take a look. Dalet Amid Beis, guys, look inside. Go ahead.
All right, none. So there's
top
in our Mishnah.
Which Mishnah? Not our Mishnah. Mishnah Daf Tesem and Aleph. Okay, we always have to identify Lamaisa. We always have to identify where it's from. Daf Tesem and Aleph. This is a Mishnah later on Daf Tes, not Beis and Aleph. Okay, Tanan, go ahead.
Tanan, I may be getting a Medina Sam to bring a get from outside of Eretz Yisrael, into Eretz Yisrael. The Enu Yoko Lomar Pani Naftan Lopani. He's not able to say Pani Naftan Lopani Naftan. And Yeri Hila Edom, if there are Edom on it, he's kind of a Kosamah. Then you verify it with the signature.
Exactly. You verify with signatures. We know the institution called Kiyum Staros, verification of Staros, to make sure that it's good. Excellent. So the guy cannot say b'fanei nachmanah. Go ahead.
The Havina Ba, so they asked.
Havina Ba means it was asked in Bismedrish. That's the phrase Havina Ba. Havina Ba means it was asked in the Bismedrish, Lamaisa. Okay? It's asked in the Bismedrish. Shabaliza lo kosha. Shabsha gomorrah via. Okay, so that's what Avinu is asking Ms. Medrash. Go ahead. What does the phrase mean, any yachaloma? Go ahead.
People say that he is a
deaf mute. It's a rhetorical. Cheresh bar asui gituhu? Is a cheresh kosher be a shliach? No way. Go ahead, Vatanan. That's another Mishnah. That's a Mishnah later on of Gimel Amud Aleph. I want you to know all the Makaris. You look it up. Chutzmi what? Chutzmi Cheres Shota Vekatan. You see that a Cheres is not good, so can't be talking about that. Go ahead.
So here's what we do.
When
he was given to him when he was healthy.
He gave it to her when he was healthy. And he didn't have time to say until he became a what? Until he became a deaf mute. So God forbid he got sick. I don't know, Rahman al-Slan, he got a stroke. Rahman al-Slan, and he became deaf, and he was a mute, he wasn't able to speak. And that's the case in the Mishnah. So therefore, when he got the get to deliver, he was a kosher. He was healthy, no problem. But when he delivered the get, he did not have time to say b'fanei nechta. He gave it to her, but he did not have the ability to say it. So that's the quote. That's the pshat in the Mishnah. Lavina Ba was asking the Bismedrus how to touch up the Mishnah. Now that we've touched up the Mishnah, go ahead.
L'Rava Nicha, L'Rava Kasha.
Excellent. According to Rava, It's good. Why is it good according to Rava?
Rava requires the Shema.
Rava?
Rava
requires Kiyum, and that fits in with the what phrase? Yeah, so the phrase is chemical sum of excellent. Go ahead, Larabba. Go to Rabba Takasha, because how are we able to know what? How are we going to prove that it was done what? That it was done Lishma. How are you going to prove that it was done Lishma? There no, he wasn't able to say anything. That's the Gemara's Kasha. Okay. Two Nakudas right off the bat. Okay, let's get them down. Number one, take a look at Rashi on the bottom. Go ahead, let's look at those two Rashis on the bottom. Go ahead. What's Va'azil mean?
And he goes.
The Gemara is going to be Mazra as it goes. What exactly this means, Vena Yahoo? That's what Va'azil means. Jonathan, are you with me? Okay, go ahead. Next Rashi.
It's kind of a close on up.
Yavo Hamakir and Hakasima Bakasha. Yeah, read the whole Rashi again. Let the people that recognize the signatures come and it will be kosher.
So not the people who themselves saw.
So get this down. Excellent. This Rashi is in contrast to Rashi and the Mishnah. Rashi and the Mishnah and Bezim and Aleph translated Iskai Mechosamov in the following. He said two scenarios, two possibilities what Iskai Mechosamov means. Either the Edom themselves come in and testify the signatures, or the other Edom come in and recognize the signatures and it's good. Yes? Frek the Kasha, let's get it down. Why does Rashi only mention other guys and not the guys themselves? That's the Kasha that we're asking in Rashi. Okay? It's a very, very good Kasha, Lomaisa. Very, very strong kasha. Okay? So, Lamaisa, the answer is, Poshup Shat, and this is what the Dvar Yaakov speaks out, is that on the Mishnah and Davbeis, we're delivering a get where? When did it say, what did it say in the Mishnah Yiskai Mechosamav on Davbeis? I maybe get Beretz Yisrael. So the Edom are there. So let the Edom come in, the possibility exists that they'll come forward and testify about their own signatures. But what are we talking about at Daf Testament Aleph? That the Mishnah quotes. We're talking about what? Maybe get not what? They're not there, they. They're still in Medina Sihan. So the only probable choice is what? Edom and Herzl, they recognize his signatures. It's a very, very sharp answer. Please get it down. However, the problem is the following. We actually mentioned, we learned in the beginning of the year, that there are five ways to do Kiyum Shtaros, yes? Well, let's just focus on the third way. What's the third way? The third most famous way was what? Was taking a star that's already been certified and let them compare it to the other star that we're looking at now, and if the signatures are similar, it's good. That's called Hashvos Shtaros, Rafi. Comparing of Shtaros. So why is it, and the Gemara quotes this in Ksubas Chafam et Aleph, that it is a good way to verify a star through comparing the signatures, no problem. So Lamaisa, why is it that Rashi doesn't quote that scenario? So what did we say from our Rebbe Reb Yitzchak Goldberg Shlita on Daf Beis Amud Aleph? Does anyone recall what we said right after Sukkos? But what did we say though? We said that normally Kiyum Shtaros is the Rabbanan, but what did Rabbeinu Avigdor say? What was the sheet of Rabbeinu Avigdor? And also the Mordechai, that when there's error, then you require Kiyum what? Midiraisa. So whenever there's Kiyum Diaraisa, Hashvos Shtaros doesn't do the job. You need the first two. Either the Edom them coming themselves, the other Edom, real Edis. But comparing the Shtaros only works when there's a rabbinic requirement. It doesn't work when there's a Diaraisa requirement. So that's why Rashi and Daf Beis Amud Aleph does not quote what? Hashvos Shtaros, because that's talking about when there's error. But what are we talking about here? What are we talking about here? There's no error here. So why didn't Rashi mention it? I don't know, guys. I don't have an answer. I don't have an answer. And I'm going to strengthen the Kasha. Take a look at Rashi, the last Rashi in Gimel Amud Beis. What's the last Rashi in Gimel Amud Beis say? Get it down in your notes. You underline it. Read that Rashi there. What does it say that's quoting another Mishnah? Where's the Mishnah? The Mishnah's on Daf. Pei Vav Amud Aleph. Remember that famous Mishnah, Shlosha Kitten Psulim? What does Rashi say at the end of the Mishnah? We sign signatures, even though Edom Asira Karsi. What's Edom Asira Karsi mean, Rafi? All you need is Edom and the giving they get. You don't need Edom Chasima, according to Rabbi Lazar. But why do you need Edom to sign on it? Because Tikkun Olam. Because maybe the Edom Asira are dead. Or maybe they're in Medina Seyam. So I need someone to verify the get was a get, so we need signatures. Yes? Read the Rashi. Go ahead and give him a base.
Elohim may take an Elohim. Shem may lose their Edom, because maybe the Edom will die. If the Shun ain't low latest, there won't be anyone to testify. But they got no good with the custom, therefore the custom arose to assign it. The Edom Musu, Tira Hasim, some of the Edom, some of the Edom, right? You can have other Edom see the signatures and recognize it.
Excellent. Excellent. So what does he say from there? What do you see from that? What's the difficulty with that, Rashi? Same thing. What does Rashi say?
He's saying that you don't need the Edom themselves.
Yeah, Rashi says, Rashi doesn't mention the Edom themselves. Maybe the Edom is dead because they're died. So what does Rashi say? Maybe show the signatures to other Edom. Why doesn't he mention what? Hashvo Staros, same Kasha. So we have three Rashis here. I want you guys to get this. Eliezer, get it down. Bezim and Aleph, Dalim and Bez, and Gimel and Bez. On Bezim and Aleph, we understand why he doesn't mention Hashvo Staros. Because why? Aryeh, come on, got to get the shtickle. When there's Orim, you need Kim D'Oraisa. Hashvo Staros doesn't work for Kim D'Oraisa. Yes? But on Gimel and Bez and Dalim and Bez, there's no error. So all you need is Kim Staros and Rabbanon. So Hashvo Staros should have been mentioned. So we're leaving it as a kasha. We're leaving it as a kasha. I don't have a good answer for it. What?
Should have been mentioned.
All you need is the Rabbanon here. It's not Orim. There's no mention of Orim here, of protesters. Only when you need Orim do you need Kim D'Oraisa. That's Bezim and Avim. But when you're talking about on Gimel and Bez, not talking about there's Orim. On Dalim and Bez, there's no Orim. So why did he mention Hashvo Staros? It's a kasha. Rafi, you got me? Get those three Rashis. Yes, Nate.
How would they have Staros be signed on Eretz Yisrael?
What'd you say? Maybe they moved. Could be they moved around. They could be they live in Eretz Yisrael. They moved to Midian.
Yeah. It seems like they're
kind of answer. I understand, but people are familiar. There's a possibility they live in different places. You have to keep in mind also they wanted to make sure they were kosher. They didn't use any stam guy. You know, maybe they lived in different places. The signatures are probably commonly known of whoever were the eight. Okay, so I want you to get that. I don't have a good answer. So we're going to leave that smahalik as a kasha, but I want you to know. Okay? Yes, Rafi.
Could it be possible that Rashi says Yavoah Makarim on the theme of a kasha? That could include, like, the comparing Staros?
I don't know. It seems like human beings. It doesn't seem like documents. You know what I mean? It's hard to read that into Rashi. Makarim means human beings. I like your thought. It's a good suggestion, but you know what I'm saying? I think it's difficult. Yeah. Makarim means human beings. It doesn't mean, instruments. Star of documents, but it's a good. You're thinking good. Excellent. I think it's difficult. It's a difficult read to read it in Rashi. Okay. Yes, Gabriel. Go ahead.
Maybe we could say the reason why it was an error. You need the right sense because the error is like it's a pagam or it's like makes it misufix. So also here the eno yachol is kilu the error. That's also.
I don't know. It's hard to say. It's hard to say. Also. It's hard to say what you're saying. You're saying that the inability to say the fun and active is like a protest that is forged. That's a bit of a stretch.
Not a protest, but also like a pagan itself.
I understand, but it's not. It's like you're lacking the proof. I hear what you're asking, but lacking a proof is different than saying that this thing is forged. I think that's a bit of a stretch. You hear what I'm saying? You're right, you're not able to save a fun and neck, but there's no reason for me to think anything's bad here. No one lodged a protest. You know what I mean? It's good. Everyone's thinking. I hear you. I'm just saying that's a very big stretch to say. That the inability to say find out is tantamount to an error, a logical protest that it's bad. Okay, so sometimes you can leave things in the cache. We try not to. We always try to answer, but I really don't have a good answer. Maybe Rashi just didn't want to bring it up because he doesn't like he likes your traditional Kiyum Staros. And the traditional Kiyum Staros is those two ways: Edus, either Edom coming themselves or other Edom. The other ways are a little bit more fancier. So he wanted to go with the traditional way. Maybe that's somewhat of an answer. It's not such a good answer. But it's not a bad answer. Okay, Rashi, you always, that's what's going to come. Whenever he sees Kim Strauss, he's going to think of the traditional two ways, not the other ways. Okay.
Is that true
on
Peivav, that when it's talking
Peivav, about... Peivav, there's no error. What's it talking about, Peivav? Edom Asira, right. But we still need Edom Sinai to think of all of them.
So here on Rashi is on the same one, but does he on Peivav also only
doesn't say anything on Peivav. I don't think so. Look it up. Look up Peivav. I don't think he says anything. Okay, that's the first difference. First Mahalas. We got it? Jonathan, you got it down? Please get those three Rashis. Beis and Aleph, Gimel Beis, and Dalet Beis. Okay? That's how you learn it up. You know the Masechta, the Mice. Second Mahalik, let's get it. What does the Taisa Rosh here and the Rashbo ask? Okay, and the Marsha for that matter. All three of them ask this kasha. What's bizarre and peculiar with the Gemara that Asher read? When you read the structure of the Gemara. Jonathan, are you with me? Mm-hmm. What is the Gemara? What's peculiar about the pshat in the Gemara? What do you guys say? Go ahead, Benj.
Why didn't it start with the kasha?
Yeah. In other words, this kasha is from what phrase? What kasha is this from, Asriel? Asriel, what kasha is from this phrase? Let's do it right in the back. Okay? What kasha is from this phrase? What do you say? Let's focus. You're focusing and saying it. No, seriously. Move it away so you'll be able to focus. Okay, please. Thank you. What is the phrase Yiskayim B'chosam of me? Fits with Rava, Kiyum, signatures, and it's against who? Rava, you don't know. It's a Shema, excellent name. Why couldn't the Gemara go right to that kasha? Why does the Gemara have to say Vavinovo? It's asking the Bismedrish. And what exactly are we talking about when it says Eniyachal? Who cares? Wait till Daf Tes. Why does the Gemara have to pin down what it's talking about when it says Eniyachal Lomar? Yes? And then ask the kasha on Rava. I wanted you guys to ask. I was bothered by that a little bit. Broker, I was very happy that there was Shon Tetz. Rosh asked this kasha. Rosh Bo asked this kasha. Marsha asked this kasha. You could ask the kasha straight up. Yes?
So the Mishnah in Pevah, Rashi there says on Kikuron, Shafka says that V'yavo Abba V'yayar. So it seems that that he does say it's your...
Okay, the Mishnah doesn't say Orin. The Mishnah,
Rashi,
I understand,
but Rashi would say that.
He's saying that's why you want to have signatures. In case of the Baz Meir, the Mishnah doesn't say Orin. You know, that's what I'm saying.
Rashi wouldn't say what
I understand. What is the whole reason why you have signatures? Whole reason why you want to have signatures in case there's a problem. That's what Rashi's saying. But the Mishnah didn't say that the purpose of Kiyum Shtaros is because there was an error. Didn't say anything about it. It says in that phase there's error.
But say it's a question on Rashi. I said that Rashi consistently. He thinks that the reason why we're doing it is because of error.
It's not. It's I understand. That's not true, Loma. That's what I'm saying to you. I just gave you two Mar Makomos where it's not true. Netikin Oilam, Loma, so you have signatures. I gave you one Mar Makomos. Eini Yachol, Skaim is Chosoma. The Mishnah and Daf Tes is an example where you do Kiyum Shtaros without an error. Okay? And also, there's doesn't say there's an error. It's just that you have signatures. Rashi's saying that's why you have signatures. But in the Mishnah, there was no error. Okay, so that's the first mouth. Getting back now to the second mouth. Why does the Gemara need to say Vavinimbo? Just go to the Kasha right away. L'Rava what? L'Rava Nichol Rava Kasha. Yiskayim Mikosama fits Kiyum not Lishmo. Okay. Let's get this. So, the Rashba says like this. The Rashba answers and says, you with me? He says, well, if you didn't touch up the Mishnah, Rabbi would say, where are you asking me a kasha from? The Mishnah's wrong. It's Mishubeshasi. What's Mishubeshasi? There's something wrong with it. It's corrupted. The gears in the Mishnah is incorrect. So, to preclude that and to fend that off, we first touch up the Mishnah, clarify the Mishnah, have it clear, and then we ask our kasha. Rabbi will not be able to say the Mishnah is what? Doesn't make any sense. Okay? So that's what the Rashba writes. Very interesting answer. You got me, Binyamin? Let's get it done. That's what the Rashba says. Number one. Number two.
How can Rabbi just say
it
doesn't make sense?
There are many times in Shas, Nate, the Gemara says Mishabeshtahi. We had an Arab Psochim that the Mishnah writes the Girsa. There's something wrong with the Girsa. So he would say, don't ask me a kasha, there's something wrong with the Girsa. He can't say that now that we've elucidated what the Pshat in the Mishnah is. So we're fending off that answer. Azriel, you got that? What is the answer to the Rashba, what we just said? What did the Rashba just say? What did Rashba say? Rashba says that Rabba would say, you can't ask me a kasha from the what? From the Mishnah, because the Mishnah is a wrong Girsa. So we fend that off by saying, let's get the Girsa, get the Pshat and the Mishnah right, and then the Kasha will emerge from that. So that fends off that whole terrace. That's the Rashba. However, comes along the Taisa Rosh and the Marsha, and they give the following answer. Very, very critical answer. The way they're... Did you guys see that Taisa Rosh inside? The way he says it, it's so clear as glass. It's beautiful. Every part of the Taisa is beautiful, but he says it so clearly. So we have to understand the Taisa Rosh, Yad Shemaya, Baruch Yisukas. Taisa Rosh and the Marsha say like this. They say that if you wouldn't touch the Mishnah, they were talking about someone who got ill, and became a cheresh before he was able to sit in front of an echtav, Rabbi would say there's no kasha on me from the Mishnah. Because we're talking about an elain. An elain is someone who's mute He can hear, but he can hear, but he cannot speak. And a mute can write though. So he can write down that it was b'fanei nechta lishma. Because if you go with the track of lishma, you can write it down. If you need to verify that it was done lishma, you can write down that it was done lishma. If you go with the track of what? Of kiyum, then edus mitoch aksav does not work. Because we require edus ksheira. And there's a famous principle of getting what daf? Ayin aleph from an aleph, what does it say? Al pishnayim enim yakam davar mipihem. Look up the Gemara, ayin aleph from an aleph. Remember we saw it last semester? Mipihem, below mipik sava. When it comes to the track of kiyum, you're going to get stuck with that obstacle. When it comes to lishma, you don't need formal edus. As long as you can discern it was done lishma. So you could write it down. Therefore, that's why you must be miskayim b'chosamov. So in other words, again, you would, unless the, once the Gemara clarifies, Rav Yosef says that Mishnah ma pikeach min ischarish. What's a pikeach min ischarish? He's mamish achayrish. Achayrish is a deaf mute. He's like a shaita. He has no das. He cannot write it down. It's puzzle. If you're dealing with that type of illness, then you have a kash on who? Then you have a kash on Rava. Because all it said is Yiskai Mechosamov. Which fits Rava and not who? And not Rava. But if you did not come to that conclusion, you just try to ask from the Mishnah directly, Rava would say, you got no kash on me. Because the Mishnah could be talking about an Elaine, and an Elaine from the track of Lishma could what? Could write it down. To make sure that it's written Lishma, he could write it down and say it was written Lishma. There's no problem in PM Lom Peak Savam. Because if you're in the track of Lishma, you don't need formal what? You don't need formal Agada and formal Adis. But if you're in the track of Kiyum, you need that. And therefore we have the din of BPM, the Lomi Peak Savam. That's why the Gemara comes out and says, Rav Yosef said, we're talking about a guy's a full fledged Cherish. He's a full fledged Cherish, and everyone agrees he can't write it down because he's a Shaita. Shaita has no dots. Memeila, why does the Mishnah say he's Kaim Chosama if you're a Lishma man? Kashan Rava. That's why the Gemara had to go out of its way and be Mazda Pshat Mishnah. You got what I'm saying? Nate, clear? Yes, Usher. Go ahead.
Isn't that similar in answer to the Rashba? In that they're both saying that we're bringing this to fend off
nobody the counterattack. I understand, but the Rashba doesn't get into how you're going to answer. Rashba just says, I'll say it was the wrong Gerson. That's all. Rashba doesn't get into it. This is a specific answer. And what you get with this answer is two tracks are developed, which we have to just elaborate on a little bit more. And I want you to get this. And that is that when you write down that the Eidei, that the Ksiv and Chsim are written Lishma, you know why that works? Why does that work when you write it down? Because why? What's the principle saying, Bezim and Bez Benjamin? Is our concern of Lishma real or not? What did the Gemara say, Bezim and Bez? Stam Sifrei? Migmar Migmiri. We say most Sfarim, Sofrim in the world know Lishma. It's only what we call a Laz. A Laz Bama. What's a Laz? Laz is a rumor. It's a rumor that people slander, but it's not a real Chshash. Since it's not a real Chshash, we need to get rid of Laz. You don't need formal what? Aidus. Get that down. Whereas when it comes to what? Kiyun, which is a Chshash and Mezuyah, that's a Chshash Amiti. It's not a real what? It's not an issue of a laz. If you remember, we had a tais on Gimel and Aleph. You remember that? On Gimel and Aleph, we had a whole discussion within that taisus in Halach Lamaisa. That's we had a whole discussion within that taisus about is it a laz, is it a chshash amiti, taisus d'masko chad. You guys remember that? On taisus d'masko chad, that's where we discussed this, okay? So I want you to get that down. You have to just elaborate a little bit. Why is it by the Lishma track, do you not need a formal edus? Because all it is a Laz Ba'alma. A Laz Ba'alma, you don't need a formal edus. Mipiksav is good. Whereas when it comes to what? Kiyum, you need a, it's a chash amiti. What does amiti mean? It's a true chash. You're going to need real formal edus. And the truth of the matter is, it comes out, Lamaisa, Lafida Marsha, that the defining difference between edus and kiyum, really, Lamaisa, is Mavuar Lamaisa in the Gemara on Amud Beis. If you hold Lishma, you don't need Agada B'Fnei Beis Din. If you hold Kiyum, you need Agada B'Fnei Beis Din. And the truth is, it makes a lot of sense according to the Ritva, says Rav Shmuel Rozovsky. Why is that, Asher? Because when you talk about Lishma, there was a special takana of Nemanis of an Eid Echad. It's like an Echad B'Yisurim. We allow a woman, we allow a Baal Din, they're all believed. Because you don't need Agada B'Fnei Beis Din. Because the bottom line is really a Nemanis. It's not a what? It's not Eidus, it's Nemanis, correct. It's really a Nemanis. Again, I want you to get this, we're embellishing it. It's a Nemanis. But when it comes to Kiyum, that's Kiyum Staris. You need Eidus, you need Agada B'Fnei Beis Din. Okay, we're Mekel. We only require one Shliach. We don't require two Binyamin, yes? And we allow Psule Eidus. We allow two ladies. We allow a woman. There are Hechsherim. But we do not allow Psulim in the Haggadah. What's Haggadah? In the content. We might allow what? Aiden. We might be making on the Aidim, but not on the Aidus. We might be making on the Aidim, but not on the Aidus. And therefore, Haggadah v'peaksav would be possible. Because you need Haggadah Hechsherim in front of a basin. So this is the Chiddush I want to bring out in this second Mahal. Please get it. Comes out a tremendous chiddush. The difference between what? The difference in kiyum and the difference between what? And the difference of lishma. How to answer up this kasha of avinah? Because Rava would have easily said, no problem. We're dealing with what? An elaim. Yes? We're dealing with an elaim. No problem. Yes, Yisro.
Why can't the Gemara just answer that Rava holds it to elaim? It's a good answer.
We're gonna get to Tysus. That's a segue right into the Tysus right now. So Yisrael says, well, why not get the Gemara answer that? Amar Rav Yosef, come asking if you're going to Elaim. Excellent, very good. That's going to go right to Tysus right now. Yes, quickly, Jonathan.
Aren't there like a lot of workarounds you can use for someone to deaf mute? Like, if it comes to like being...
We're not talking Bismanazet. There's a famous...
No, I'm not talking Bismanazet. I'm talking deaf.
No. The Gemara generally, Mishnayos assumed that a Cheresh, who is a deaf mute, was mamish like a shaykh. That's our assumption. Nowadays it's different.
No,
Rashash is getting that buying of an off in our Masechta points out that he doesn't quote Helen Keller, but we know how sophisticated Lamaisa people can be that have disabilities. When they're talking, Lamaisa, mamish is mamish like a shaykh. That's what we assume. That's the cherish that we're talking about.
I'm saying
okay?
Back then, if he could read lips and he would mouth.
That's not what we're talking about. Are you ask me that in Seder. Gemara has later on. A cherish that could do the. We're not talking about a cherish in our meaning that is totally what Babish like a shaykh. That's the loss in the Tetzel Rosh.
Okay.
Yes, very good. Nate, go ahead.
So, a cherish, no matter how smart of a scholar he was beforehand, the second he was a cherish, it's on.
Yeah, that's what we're making the assumption, yes. That they didn't have the wherewithal to do that. Nowadays, he didn't have the ability.
At
okay?
Least at this point.
That's what we're assuming.
At least at this point,
yeah, he became so ill, God forbid, that he could not do that. Could not communicate at all. Yeah, because he had a stroke after Rahman al-Islam. Okay, excellent. Let's go now right to Tysus. Go ahead, Asher. Guys, look at the top Tysus. Okay, we got this? Okay, the truth is we should look at Rashi. Go ahead, Asher. Top Rashi's real quick. Go ahead, Kutz. Okay. Shota, not Sota, Shota. Go ahead. Right.
They don't have
seichel. Go ahead. They cannot become a what? Shliach to divorce. Go ahead. A cotton can't be the same thing applies to the other two, Cherish and Shota. Go ahead. Yeah. The spirit's only going to Rabba, not Rabba. Even though Rabba does agree to him, but he also had the Shema, yes? Difficulty. Top Tysus, guys. Now, guys, let's get this. This Tysus is a very good example. A lot of times the short Tysusim are easier. A lot of times short Tysusim are harder. This is a good example. I don't mean harder, but we'll go slow with it. There are three different four ways to learn up this Tysus. So watch it. Get them down clear. Okay? Yes, Benj, go ahead.
How do we define that?
Below bar mitzvah. Below bar mitzvah. For a Jewish man, below bar mitzvah. Goyim, it depends on the seichel. Tais HaRosh says that the Rosh and the Jews are bar mitzvahs halacha mishum sinai, the age of 13. Anything below that is a katan, anything above that is a gadol. For a Goyim, though, if you have a genius of a Goy who's a boy at 9, they can be considered a gadol. It all depends on das, but not for Yidim. Yidim, it's 13, that's it. 13 for a boy, 12 for a girl. No, because this is talking about a level deraisa. He's possible for a level deraisa. Okay, guys, look at the top toises. Go ahead, Usher. Let's go. Ilema.
Ilema harsh. The low boy lemeimar to go in alem.
Ilema.
You don't need to say the case.
Well, let's say the Gemara did not want to say. Why did the Gemara only bring up a cheresh? Frek toises. It's an implied kasha. Remember, we always say it only toisevim tomar entertainment. It's an implied kasha. Why did the Gemara try ilema? Go ahead. Oh, what?
Oh,
shalom, Rav, Ksivas Haget. Or maybe the Shliach didn't see the Ksivas Haget. And if you didn't see the Ksivas Haget, Rafi, therefore what? Can't say what, but find an Echem, find an Echem, right? Form is written, form is signed, right? That's another scenario. Go ahead. So, period. So, why did the Gemara try that? So, what is his answer? Wow. It doesn't fit the Lashon and Mishnah. What did the Mishnah say? Excellent. It said Ein Yachid. It didn't say Velo Amar. Right? So let's present now three, four ways to interpret Taisus. Number one, let's get it down. The Maharam. I want to see the Maharam at the bottom of the Marshal. The Maharam says, what does the Lashon Velo Yachol Lomar imply? What does Velo Yachol Lomar imply? It implies now we can't say it, like Nate said. Before he, after the illness, the stroke, God forbid. But Lamaisa, before the stroke, could he say it? Yes. Yes. That's what Velo Yachol Lomar means. And Elaine, or someone who never saw the Ksivas Haget, never had the ability to what? To say it. And therefore, what should it have said? Should have said Velo Omar. Not Ve'enu Yachol. Veinu Yochel implies it was a time that he could. Now he can't. Now I thought someone could argue on that, right? You could really say Pum Fakir, but that's what the Maharam wants to say. I hear what he's saying. Velo Yochel implies it was a time he could, and now he can't. You follow me? Velo Omar means that he didn't say it because he can't say it. He never had the ability to say it. Now you could have said Fakir, and Yochel meant he never had the ability, but I hear what he's saying better. You hear what I'm saying? This is why the Maharam learns from Pshat in the Taisus. And therefore, the Gemara establishes the Pikech v'Nischaresh, right? Only now he's not able to say it. After the stroke, after the illness. Yes, Jonathan.
I mean, if you want to, you could still push the Pshat of the Elaine and say that. So too, there was a time that he wasn't in Elaine and then he became one.
No, but when Tosus brings up Elaine, he means he was in Elaine all the time, his whole life. You're saying, why don't you bring up that? Okay, maybe we'll get to it. Maybe we'll get to that, okay? But what I'm saying to you is when Tosfos says Elaim, he meant an Elaim always. He was always an Elaim. Not that he become an Elaim. You're asking a different kasha. Why doesn't the Gemara say, you know, Elaim, Lamaisa? Right? Elaim Aksha, right? So, I mean, I'll answer you real quickly on that because an Elaim can still write it down. You know what I'm saying? So when Tosfos says Elaim, Lamaisa, it means he was always in Elaim, he never had the ability to say. That's why the low Umar would have been appropriate, not the Eni Yachol. That's the first shot in Taisus. Who says it? Maharam, number one. Go ahead.
Do we have to take the Tosfos Lashon of Shalora as Laudavka because the Gemara say that Shmiya also works for Fainatha?
Well, we'll get to that. Push up shot is you need Riyah. I mean, you talk about if you hear the quill being written. Okay, push up shot is that's equivalent to Riyah, let's say. Okay? It's a good aura too, Gabriel, but let's assume it's the same thing, okay? All right. That's the first shot. Number two, Maram Shif, I wanted you to see. I think I gave you the Maram Shif, yes? Did you get a chance to see the Maram Shif? Let's see. The Maram Shif says like this. It's not shayach to say Elaim. It's not shayach to say Elaim, right? Or Mishal Ora. Sheni Yachol. Because what does any Yachol mean? According to the Maram Shif. B'mitzias, he does not have the ability. And Elaim has the ability to write down. He has the ability to hint. But writing down or b'remizia happens to be puzzle. Also, someone who didn't see. Someone who doesn't see has the ability to testify. He just doesn't know. So therefore, Tosfos says, if you're talking about Elaim or someone who doesn't know, the Tanna should have said, Velo Amar. Any yochel means b'metzias, he does not have the ability. That's not true. That simply is not true. What do you mean you don't have the ability? He does have the ability to communicate the mute. Through what? Through writing or through hinting. And someone who doesn't what? See it. Certainly has the faculties to do it. He just doesn't, he didn't see it. He practically wasn't there. So the lashon of a lo yachol is inappropriate. That's why the Gemara says what? That's why the Gemara says nischarish. What does nischarish means? He got a stroke, God forbid, he does not have the faculties now. He does not have the faculties. Now the Maram Shif does write in the beginning of the piece, like the Marsha, that regarding the Shema, Eidus B'Ksav would work, but then he hedges about it. He's mistopping about it. He says, maybe it doesn't work. Maybe it doesn't work. So get the second pshat down. The second pshat down is any yachol means v'metzias. It's not true. The Elam can communicate v'metzias. The Shalom Ra yachol also could. He doesn't have the ability. So that's a little bit different than the Maharam. Maharam says any yachol means you have the ability at one time. Any yachol meant you have the ability at one time, you don't have the ability now. The Maharam Shif says any yachol means v'metzias, you don't have the ability. That's a different shot. Number three, says the Rishash. Says the Rishash, the third shot. Let's get it. Says the pshat of the Rishash. The Rishash says like this. The Rishash says, amazing. And this also the Chachmas Manoach and Reb Shmuel Rozovsky. It doesn't mean, if we're talking about Elaine, it should have said Velo Amar. What it means is, if you're talking about an Elaine, there is no Chiddush. There is no Chiddush in the Elaine. It could have just said Velo Amar. And that would include a Elaine, and that would include a healthy person that just happened to hit the road and didn't say anything. Like the Gemara has later on in a Brisa. You follow what I'm saying? In other words, the Rishash just says, Tosis is saying that Lamaisa, if it was an Elaine, it should have said Velo Amar. Because it's an Elaine, there's no Bechiddush. There's no difference in an Elaine and a guy that had the ability to speak and left. Delivered it and left. He could have said it, but he didn't. He just gave it over and left. That's all. There's no Chiddush in that. The Lashon should have said Velo Amar. That's it. Don't make big, great shakes out of it. Ain't Yachol. Ain't Yachol. What do you mean, Ain't Yachol? The Elaine is no better or no worse, however you want to say it, than a guy who's healthy and has the ability to talk and just delivers a get and leaves. Just say Velo Amar. Why be fancy? Don't say any yachol. That's where Rav Yosef stands on his head and says, what, the guy had a stroke afterwards, God forbid. And then he can't say it anymore. Because at the time of the giving, he was a bardas. That's why they get kosher if you're skyim chosamov. That's what the Rishash wants to say. So it doesn't mean, L'maisa, that it had to mention the lashon of Velo Amar. What it means to say is that there's no bichiddush, L'maisa, by an Elaine. And therefore it could have just said Velo Amar. It doesn't mean it has to say Velo Amar. Please get that down. It doesn't mean it has to say. You follow me, Gabriel? It doesn't mean you have to say Velo Amar. It just means, just say Velo Amar, because there's no bichiddush here. That's all. It's like a guy that was healthy that gave it over and left. That's how the Rishash wants to take it. And therefore, you understand the Gemara very beautifully now. Nate, you follow me? That the guy had a stroke because now he can't say it. That's the Rishash's take. So the first shot is, Veni Yachol, the Maram is what? You had the ability and you lost it, right? Not some of you never had. The Maram Shif says it means what? The Metzius, you can't do it. Veni Yachol. What's the third shot? Veni Yachol means Lomai said he can't because of health reasons now, but Lomai says no Chiddush in Elaine, or a guy that gave it and left. That's why it's just appropriate to say Velo Amar, because there's no Chiddush. Now, if you look in the Tos HaRosh, which I gave you, Tos HaRosh breaks it down so beautifully. If you notice, I don't know if you guys noticed, did you notice in Tos first presents Elaine, and then what? And then Shalom Ra. What did the Tos HaRosh do? First he presented Lo Ra, and then he did what? Elaine. You guys remember that? Tos HaRosh presented it out of order. Different than Tosis. Because he says, let's focus on one, give a kasha, a teretz. Then the other kasha, then a teretz. Let's say over to Tos HaRosh. So the Tos HaRosh says, beautifully, So it's a rush says, let's start with below Omar. Yes. It's very similar to the Rashash, Nate, but Lemais, I want to break, let's say it, because the way he breaks it up, I wanted to highlight that. The Tzara Rosh says, you know, let's focus on Shalom Ra. What should the Bryce have said, the Tzara Rosh says? It should have said, if it's about Shalom Ra, what's the answer? Why doesn't it say Shalom Ra? It's not Shach Lashem Lo Yachal. Because in reality, what? Eliezer? In reality, he can what? He can testify, but he just didn't see it. And then he focused on Elaine. What does he say about Elaine? Elaine can't talk. So it is Shaykh the Lashon of Lo Yachal Omar, yes? So what's the answer why it doesn't say Elaine? Because there's no Kiddush. He says there's no Kiddush. So Lamai said, that's what the Taisa Rosh says. That's why it's similar to Rashash name. You follow me? But I wanted to just present it because he breaks it up one by one. That's a little difficult. Do you think that there's no Kiddush in Elaine? I think there is a Shtickle Kiddush, says the Dvar Yaakov. What's a Shtickle Kiddush in Elaine? That what? And Elaine could write it down. And Elaine could write it down, and we're still saying that that's what? We're still saying that that's not considered to be what? That the Kiddush is that Elaine could testify. No. He could testify through writing. Isn't that enough of a Kiddush? He says an Elaine is a Dvar Pashut. He can't say that. It's not such a Dvar Pashut to me. No? Especially in light of what the previous Tzara Rosh had said. What did the previous Tzara Rosh say? You guys tell me, what did the previous Tzara Rosh say? That from the perspective of the track of Lishma, can you write it down? Yes! The next piece in the Tzara Rosh says that's not such a big Kiddush. To me, that was a big Kiddush. Especially when you contrast it to the track of what? Of Kiyum. Kiyum needed formal Haggadah. So I guess if you have tunnel vision, and if you only look at the track of Lishma, somehow he held that was not a Kiddush. Because it's not considered, it's Ne'amanus. So if you focus only on the track of Lishma, to him that wasn't a Kiddush. I'm just saying, if you contrast it to the track of Kiyum cannot write it down. So doesn't that show that it's a Kiddush? No. Within Lishma, he says it's such a Dvar Pashut. You have to put the two Tzara Roshes together. You follow what I'm saying? He said that wasn't such a big Kiddush to him. Ksas Kosher, I thought it would be a Kiddush. But to the Tzara Rosh, he held it was not a big Kiddush. Okay. Fine. Now, Lemaise comes along to the Bikivagir. And the Bikivagir asks on the Marshal. He says, Lemaise, the Marshal said that if we talk about Elaine, you have no kasha on Rabbah, because Rabbah says he can write it down. And this is what Jonathan brought up. We are not talking about an Elaine Nikara. Says, what are we talking about? Talking about a Bore Lemaisa. Remember we said that according to Rabbah could always answer the Mishnah that we're talking about Elaine. What type of Elaine, Jonathan brought up? So Rabbi Kivager says, well, maybe we're talking about an Elaine that became an Elaine right now. He got a stroke, God forbid, he only is a mute now. Then the Lashon Lo Yachol would what? Would make sense. Right? The Lashon would make sense. So he says the answer for that is that why did he mention that he was a Bari, Vinisalim? Could have mentioned he was an Olam Yikara. If you want to tell me an Elaine fits so well, yes? Remember we said according to Tzara Rosh, an Elaine could fit so well, Rabbi would answer the mission. What type of Elaine? So Marsha says, Rabbi Kivager says, talking about an Elaine that became an Elaine right now. So Rabbi Kivager says, then that, why does he have to be an Elaine right now? He could have been an Elaine all the time. If he can write, he can write. No? That's his Kasha Lemaisa. And Rabbi Kivager is Marish to ask, and he says, the Marsha only wrote this as a Havamin. It's amazing. I want you to get this down. He says, it's only a Havamin. Meaning, Lafida Maskana, he holds the Fida Maskana, please get this. The Rabbi Kivager writes, the Marshal only wrote this according to a Havamin, meaning the Havamin in the Gemara. The Fida Maskana, even with the track of Lishma, you're not allowed to write it down. Rabbi Kivager writes, even the track of Lishma, you're not allowed to write it down. That's smack against the Beis Yosef. What does the Beis Yosef say? Please get it down. The Beis Yosef writes, Rabbi Kivager says on the Marshal that the Marshal only said it as a Havamin. The Fida Maskana, if you write it, it would not be good even with the track of Lishma. It's amazing.
Then what would be good?
What'd you say?
What
would be good?
You'd have to say it then.
No, you have to do Skymichosamov. You have no other choice. You have to do Yiskai v'chosama. That's the Chiddush. But an Elaim L'maisu would not be able to write it down. Either Marsha said that the track of Lishmo and Tosh Rosh said it was good. That was only to be the Hava meeting. That's smack against the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef writes, please get it down. The Beis Yosef writes that there's a Machlokes Tosis in the Ran. That the Ran holds, just like you can testify a husband is dead, with how many Edom? How many Edom are good for Edus Yishim? One Edom. You can also write it down too. Please get it. The Gemara Nayin Alpha Manav says for Edus Yishim, Mishum Iguna, they allowed Edus Bepiksav to verify a husband's dead. Just like one Edom is good, they allowed also Bepim Lo Bepiksavim. Yes? So just like they were makel by that, the Ran says Beferish, Halacha L'maisa Rakim Shtaris, also it's good. That's what the Ran says. Okay? That's what the Ran says, Allah Lamaisa. The Ran holds it's good. Now what does Tosis hold? You know what Tosis holds? The Beis Yosef holds, our Tosis says, no, it's not good. That's the way the Keset Mishnah learns in the Rambam, it was Gerushin for Exayin Allah Yuches. What does the Keset Mishnah say in the Rambam? We allow Mipiksavim by Edus Yishim. Why do we allow by Bafanei Nechtav? What's the difference? The Beis Yosef says, because Edus Yishim is what? Because of Iguna. We have no choice but to allow it to be written down. But if a Baal sends a get, he didn't have to send it in the hand of who? An Elaim. Therefore, L'maisa, he's not allowed to write it down. We're not Makel. We are not Makel. So according to the Beis Yosef, the Ran says it's good to write down for Kiyum Shtaris for Bafanei Nechtav, and the Tosis, our Tosis says no. So the way the Marsha, the way Rabbi Kivager is learning, he's learning the Marsha only said it Lefi the Hava meaning. But Lafida Maskana, even our Tosis would say what? Even our Tosis would say it's not good. That's smack against the Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef interprets what? The Beis Yosef interprets Tosis that what? That an Elaim could write it down and it's not a problem. Listen, the Gemara allowed a woman in a Baal Dover. A woman's normally postulatus. Why don't you allow Eis B'toch Aksav? What's the difference, Rafi? Because when you talk about the person, we're making the Gavra, but not about the content. The Haggadah we're not making on. So please get this down. According to Beis Yosef, it's a Machlokes Tosis in Iran, whether you can walk right down for Kiyum Shtaris. The way the Beis Yosef has it, Beis Yosef said that Tosis through the Lishma track, Yachol, let's go, and it's not a problem in Piyam Lubik Sava. That's according to Beis Yosef. I'm sorry, Beis Yosef says what? Beis Yosef says what? Says you can. If through the track of Lishma. And the Ran says, Halacha L'maisa, the way the Beis Yosef, the way the Machlokes. No, Nachamo. There's a Machlokes in Beis Yosef in the Marsha. Is there a Machlokes or not? Beis Yosef says, Halacha L'maisa, that Tosos also says, Halacha L'maisa, that it's not what? That it's not good. Correct me. Lo Yachol. Lo Yachol lift. The Ran says Yachol lift off. The Marsha says no. Marsha says Taisus Viran Yachol lift off. Correct. Yachol lift off. Halacha L'maisa. That's what he wants to tie to L'maisa. He wants to say L'maisa that according to what? According to the Marsha, Halacha L'maisa, he wants to tie to L'maisa. You're able to what? Tosis cholik on the Ran, but Lamaisa according to what? According to Marsha, only said it according to the Hava meaning. Okay, he only wrote him in according to Tana. He's low luck at Ladina. He was only the Ladina mekayim kiyum mitoch aksav. Halacha Lamaisa Tosis would be maskim Lamaisa like the Ran Lamaisa that you're able to write it down for the notion of the kiyum. Halacha Lamaisa. Okay. You are able to fulfill the kiyum. So it turns out to be a machlokes L'maisa between what? It turns out to be a machlokes between the Beis Yosef and the Marsha. Does he stick with this Rabbi Kivager? We really should write Rabbi Kivager. Because Rabbi Kivager is claiming the Marsha only wrote for a Havamim. We really should say Rabbi Kivager is learning the Marsha that like that, that turns out to be like that. That's the din halach L'maisa. But the truth is, when you think about it, Rabbi Kivager is learning Teres of Tais like the Ma'aram. What did Ma'aram say? Now he can't do it. Therefore, he says, why don't we talk about a guy that became an Elaim now? Why can't we talk about an Elaim being now? But according to Ma'aram or the Rishash, that wouldn't be a Kasha. Because according to Ma'aram, it's the issue of Metzias. According to the Maharam Shit, it's an issue of Metzias. According to Rashash, it's an issue of it just not being a Chiddush. So Rabbi Kiveger is learning the Tosis like the Maharam, that it's an issue of now. So that's the Chiddush we want to bring out here. Yes, Nate, go ahead.
Because
we have kulas. We have kulas by Igunim. You're right, but it's only Midrabanan, and the truth is it is Mishum Igunim. Remember Gimel Amar Aleph?
It's the opposite.
I know, but it's Mishum Igunim, Kili Midrabanan. We only require one, not two. So there is an element of Igunim.
But here we're getting divorced with the one.
I understand that, but we want to verify that it's good. So we're gonna accept and be lenient with the rules. Just like we don't require two, we only require one. So we're gonna allow ksav that you wrote it down that it's good. So just like by ADC should verify the husband's dead, you could write it down. So to b'fanan after, we should have that same kula. That's what the Ron says. Yeah, that's what the Ron wants to say. Tosis the Marshal learns no. He says if you hold kium, then forget about it. If you hold lishma, then you're right. Then you're right. Halacha l'maisa. But if you're holding kium, the Marshal says Tosis never would allow that. Halacha l'maisa. If you're going with that mahalach l'maisa, remember that was the distinction that we wanted to tie in halach l'maisa. That we're talking about this notion that we would be makel regarding this din. So the truth of the matter is, it comes out, and that's really what's happening here. Because according to the Ran, the Rabban, and the Ritva, you can't be talking about an elam. Why can't you be talking about an elam according to them? We didn't mention yet. Well, let's get this down. The new Nakuda. The Ron, the Rabban, and Ritva say, why is an Elam not good? Because an Elam can talk through his writing. Yes? Even if you hold Kiyum. That's a Vichidish. Up till now, we only said if you work with Lishma, is it good? But he's saying, even if it's Kiyum, you could do it. And the Ksav Sofer says, the Ron, Lamaisa, did not want to answer. Why did the Ron not want to not answer why it only established Mishal Lorak Shiva? So the Ron would say, like the Taisa Rush. Because it should have said a lashon of lo amar, but the Ran is medame amira of a edusisha lemaisa, like Nate said to the fun and echo enough. So the Ari Shonim that say even within kiyum lemaisa you could write it down. We had built up till now that if the track of lishma it's good, kiyum is not good, right? Because kiyum you need four mlaidus. There are Ari Shonim, the Ran, the Rabban, Ritva say even through kiyum it would be good lemaisa. And Taisa's pashup shad is saying no, it's not good. If it's through Lishma, it's good. But if it's through Kiyum, it's not going to be good. Halach l'maisa. But that old Stikl Torah, the Marsha says, the Ran, the Ramban, and the Ritva say, even through the track of Kiyum, writing it down would be good.
And who's
Cholik
on that?
Tosis. Tosis is going to be Cholik on that. Tosis only with Lishma track is it good. But by Kiyum, l'maisa, Kiyum, it would not be good. Halach l'maisa. Kiyum, it would not be good. That was the Tais HaRosh and the Ritva. Kiyum, it would not be good, Lamaisa. That was the key, because you need formal what? You need a formal edus. That's what the Taisis holds. Because the Taisis, the Rambam, say you can be made by a woman, and the Gavra will be made, but not on the what? Mishum Iguna, edus Yishu will make him. But the Baal said it again, you don't need Shlichi, he doesn't need an Elim, because it's done to another person, so we're not going to be Makel. We'll be Makel on the what? Gavra, but not on the what? Not on the edus. But this is what the Marsha, Rabbi Kiveger, is basically saying, this whole Chiddush that we want to bring out, Lamaisin, that according to Rabbah, he could write it down, right? We're talking about a person that became an Elam now, then why couldn't he have been talking about Elam the whole time? That was the Kashin. That was the Kashin, Lamaisin, right? That was the Kashin. We said, he asked on Rabbi Kiveger, Lamaisin, right? It said a Lashin, right? So why does it say Lo Maribi in the Nikar? Talking about a Bari Bi Salim. That's why it said a Lashin. That's why it said Losh of Lo Yochel Omer. It couldn't have said of Lo Omer, right? That's what he asked on the Marsha. If you're talking about an Elaim, there's no Kasha in Rabbah. Because you could write it down, Lamaisa. You could write it down. So Teretz says it doesn't fit Lamaisa. Because you're talking about what? Should have mentioned Elaim Mi'ikara. Why such an Elaim? But that whole discussion that it's good is only what? Ahavamini. Lefila, Lelokad, Ledina. Ledina, you need to Kiyum into Chaksav. Right? And that would Lamaisa. This is all a shtickle of Maisa. V'acharkach marachem b'kivirik l'akshosu maskisham marsha kosev kain rak l'havim in yishukh l'tarashkin is rabbah. L'noked l'edina. He didn't hold like that l'edina. El l'edina mahani kiyum mitoch aksav k'mash kosev aran. He holds it works, Nate. Even by ksav, even by kiyum. You follow me? Meaning, don't say like the marsha and Rabbi Kiveger, that it's only good with the track of all the shmah. And it's not good with the track of Kiyum. It's good even according to the track of what? Kiyum. It's good according to both tracks. That's why I wrote on the board. Kiyum. Lishma and Kiyum. Get this down. No matter what track you say, it would be good to talk about Sa'ah. That's what he's trying to say, Halakha L'maisa. That's what the Rebbe Kivayger Marshal said. No matter what you say, it's going to be Tolak Sa'av. We've been building up this youth we've built up between the Marshal himself and the Tosafot of Rosh. The difference between Lishma and Kiyum. Lishma, you need formalities. Kiyum, you don't need a formality. Lishma, you don't need formalities. The Sa'av is good. Kiyum is a formality, L'maisa. Therefore, you need to have what? You need to have Agad. That's the Chiddush here we want to bring out, Halakha L'maisa. We got that? So it turns out that, you know, we try to, us and the Marashah developed this whole, the track of Kiyum, track of Lishma. Kiyum, you need formality. Ksav wouldn't be good. Lishma, you don't need formality. Ksav would be good. No, the Ron says, forget about it. Even Kiyum is good out for Ksav. We have all these coolers. Basically, says, no way. Tysus never would agree to that. Tysus never would agree with that. If it's Kiyum, you need Kiyum. You need formality. Ksav would not be good. Tysus would be calling. Basically, says it before. The Ramam says it before, as we said. Kesav Mishnah says. We don't have that cool. Nothing doing. I, Marshoa. So Rabbi Shivagar says, Marshoa said only the Havamid. He would agree that what? Even Kiyum could be done off Iksav. What are you talking about, says the Beis Yosef? No way. If it's Kiyum, it's never going to be good. Ayin Iksav. Not so, says the Ron. Even Ayin Iksav. Meaning what the Marshoa wants to say, Rabbi Shivagar will say in the Maskana, is what the Ron says. That even through Kiyum, Iksav is good. You understand? The Marshal built up this whole stupid third, the track of the smallest track of Kiyum. Then he says that's only the Fida Havim. Fida Maskana, even Kiyum or Ksav would be good. The Ron actually says that. The Ron, the Ritva, the Ravan, they actually say that, Allah Maisa, that it's good. You follow what I'm saying? They say it's good. So that what the Marshal says would be Kivagar, Rabbi Kivagar says the Marshal would say that. And there are other Rishonim that back it up. And Tosha would even say it. He says there's no way would he say it. Tyson sticks with his guns. There's a track of Lishma, track of Kiyum. Lishma, formality. Lishma, no formality. Kiyum, formality. You got me? That's the finish. Rabbi Kivayger says that the Marsha, at the end of the day, would agree with the Ra. Yes. Because his old Stukal Torah was looking the Havamin and the Gemara before he gave its answer. I'm Rabbi Yosef Chamaya Skinin. Yes. And the Beis Yosef is not true. He held it even with Maskana. It comes out to be a tremendous Machlaikis. Tremendous machlekes. Okay, we got this so far? Okay, do you have the ability to write when it comes to Kiyum Staros? Because Kiyum Staros is rabbinic, so will we have that leniency of writing? That comes out to be a tremendous machlekes. But I want you to get it because we're pointing out a track between Lishma and Kiyum, the difference between the two. The difference between the two, because Lishma is just kind of like being a detective, finding out Lishma, so you don't need all those formalities. Kiyum Lamais is different. Okay. Let's go weiter now in the Gemara, okay? Now we have to get to the Shtikel L'maisa to finish it up about Kiyum Staros. Go ahead, Ash, you're doing a great job. This is a great kasha. Great kasha. And Rabba, what do you do with the answer? Go ahead.
All right.
Hachamayaskinen,
so what are we doing over here? La'achashalom.
Oh, they know everything. They know everything. They know everything. Read Rashi. La'achar.
La'achashalom. Do Dibay
Lishma. Everyone knows the English word. Back to the Gemara.
This is so that now that they learn.
If that's so, Yachal means if that's so.
Yachal Nami.
What's the kasha, Yachal Nami?
The kasha is that if you're able to say that that they were testing about in Kodesh Shmo, why not say that this guy also learned?
Even a guy that can say the funny Nechtav should not need to what? Should not need to say it. Yes? Should not need to say it. What's this kasha, guys? Should be enough to do what? Should be enough to just do Kiyum Kosomov. According to Rabba holds Kiyum too, yes? So this should be fine. It's a great kasha. Yochel Yochel Nami. Yes? It's a great kasha. Why on earth do you need to say? But funny enough, just to be Mekayman and done. Yes? Should be enough to just do Kiyum. It's a beautiful kasha, Lamites. Tiski, it should be enough. Read Rashi, Yochi. Right. Go ahead. Yochel Nami.
Lo, you shouldn't need that to say.
We shouldn't require him to find an active, even if you could say it. Go ahead. Stop there. Back to the Gemara. Keep your finger on the Rashi. What's the Teretz? Go ahead.
Zera Hashem
We're afraid it's going to go back to deterioration. People don't know how to learn, and therefore we always need to find out when they're learning. Okay, go ahead, back to Rashi, Mishani. What's Mishani mean?
We answer.
Answer, go ahead. The Rabbanan now brought their Takana, Gzera Shema. They left their Takana and they didn't make a Gzera. Go ahead, Yishka what? Don't forget, Hilkach. Excellent. The Shliya's got to check whether it's what, whether it's Tun Lishma, even if everyone's learned it. You have to say Vanech Vanechta. Back to the Gemara. Go ahead.
This also should work.
What do you mean Ein Yochel Nami? What does Ein Yochel Nami mean? What's a kasha?
That should not work.
If you can't be sorry, should I have to say?
No, what is Ein Yochel Nami? What is the guy's kasha, guys? Clear. What does a kasha Ein Yochel Nami mean?
Even if someone can't.
Even if someone can't, what should be the din?
Still
since he can't say it, you should be what?
No.
You should be puzzled. Yeah. Should be puzzled. Be too bad. It should be puzzled. Correct, Benji. That's the most kasha. Don't tell me it's kasha because someone. If you're so far hits, that you always need to sit in front of Nechman all the time, then if a guy can't say it, I feel terrible for him, they can't say it, but tough luck, it should be possible. That's the kashin. Iyoch en iyoch onami. Please get that kashin down. That is the way you learn it. Iyoch alochana, that should be possible. It's a great kashin. We feel bad he can't say it, but what can we do? It should be possible. Okay? If he cannot say it, lemaisa, to come and leave the takana makaima, if the shliya can't say it, lemaisa, why did they possible to get? They should have possible to get. Rafi, you got that clear? That's the kasha. Go ahead, what's the terence? Go ahead. Excellent. How often does it happen, Rahman al Hassan? Leon Hara, a thousand times. That the guy shouldn't get the stroke. Go ahead. It's an uncommon occurrence. Go ahead, Milsa. We have a klawal Rashas, it's an Erevin he quotes. That Milsa al Shikha, the Rabbanan make it clear. When you make public policies, you do for common occurrences. Not for things that are uncommon. Frek the Gemara, go ahead. Vawad. How often is it for a woman to deliver her own get? The guy gives her the get in New York, says, I don't want it to be a get till what? He doesn't want it to be her get till she gets to Tel Aviv. It's a Tanai, that the get's not chal till she gets to Tel Aviv. But she's her own delivering her own get. That's uncommon. Go to Tanan. And despite that, where's the Mishnah? What daf? Chav Gimel and Beis. I want you to know all the daf and where it is. Go ahead. Tanan, Aisha.
Aisha Atman Mavia Gita. A woman can bring her own get.
She's got to say funny enough. It's great kasha. But why? I understand it's uncommon. So it's uncommon, then it should fall into the Xaira. What's the answer? Excellent. We make no low plug by shlichus. Low plug by shlichus, guys. Done. Look at Rashi. Guys, take a look at Rashi by Isha.
Not Isha, the
that's why I just said to you guys, a Tanai. She shouldn't be divorced until she gets to the basin. It was a Tanai. Why do I have to say it's a Tanai? Because the second he gives it to her in New York, she should be divorced then. You have to say it's a Tanai. That the chalos is delayed. The chalos is the effect of the get. Go ahead. No, Bavad, next Rashi. What's Mosvina mean?
We answer.
No, the Gemara asks. Mosvina is we ask. What's the Gemara ask? Go ahead. Gemara, I just spilled the beans. Go ahead. Oh, the second she gets to get in New York, she's divorced. What's the answer? Mashninan. You deliver it until the basin of the shlichus. Like a Tanai. You know, I'm saying it as a Tanai to make it easier for your guys. I don't know if you have to say it was a Tanai. He just says to her, his beloved wife, in quotes, you know, because he's divorcing her, let her be the shlich, right? That's what he's saying to her.
Well,
be the shlich until you get to Tel Aviv. So you're basically a schizophrenic. You're two people. She's a shliach, and then when she gets to Tel Aviv, she becomes a wife. You know what I'm saying? That's basically what it is. She's playing two roles. You don't say it's a Tanai. He's saying, let her be a shliach, and then until she gets to Tel Aviv, she becomes the wife. It's much better if it's like a Tanai. You follow me? I don't think you have to say it was based on a Tanai. Okay, go ahead. What does she knew you who mean? Rafi, what does she knew you who mean? No, that's not what it means here. I'm glad you asked. I'm glad you said it. Very good. She knew it means an answer. Sometimes she knew it means an answer. Many times it means answer. She knew you who Rashi's telling you means an answer. Go ahead. Excellent. There's no differentiation between shliach. Go ahead. That's not a chiluk. Why?
He
has to say, but he can't say. You follow me? So there it's a low fluke. But this is not a chiluk here, because he physically can't do it. Okay, back to the Gemara. Ihachi.
Ihachi,
Baal
Nami.
Wait, I want you to read that Tosa Shlo Tachlo Kishlichus, because the earlier one we'll do tomorrow, Bez Hashem. Go ahead. Shlo Tachlo. Shlo Tachlo
Kishlichus.
I mean, regarding Shlichus of ability, people have the ability to say, everyone's got to say. He's trying to perform what Rashi just said. Rashi says, don't bother me about Kashak, I can't say. That's a different exception. Rashi and Tosa are saying the same thing. Go ahead. Back to Gemara. Yes, in other words, Nate, it's a low fluke by all Shlichus. But it doesn't. The low plug does not include people that cannot say. Anyone that can say has to say. You follow me? But someone who can't say, like our Mishnah where we start off on Naftas, that's not included. Then you do Yiskai Mechosama. Okay? So that's why the woman's got to say, because we make a low plug. Aye, it's uncommon. So she shouldn't fall under the category of Asa Zavala Kukulu. It doesn't mean that. Which track are we working with? Rabba, Lishmal. This is all within Rabba, yes? This is all within Rabba, guys. Okay? Go ahead.
Okay.
So what's the Gemara ask now? Just a little bit, a few more lines in the Gemara. Give him, like, go ahead. You got what? Baal Nami. Period. What's Baal Nami mean?
The Baal also
should what? Should have to say. Guys, don't skim it. So what? How do you pronounce the next word?
Alama.
Excellent. A lot of guys make the mistake and they say it's Alama. That's only if it's an Aleph at the end. With the Hey at the end, it's Alama. Alama means, how do you know it's not so? How do you know it's not so that the husband does what? Does not have to say it. Iyachi Baal Nami, the Baal should also have to say it. Well, Alama, how do you know that he doesn't have to say it? Alama is always, the word Alama means, how do you know it's not so? Eliezer, we got this? It's not distracting you, is it? Alama means, how do you know it's not so? That's the word with the hey at the end. It's two things. Don't pronounce it wrong and don't translate it wrong. It's a good kasha for a word of bechinah. Alama is how you pronounce it, and alama is, how do you know it's not so? Not alma. How do we see with an aleph at the end, right? Alama. Go ahead.
Tanya.
Oh. It says in the Pharisee that if the husband delivers a get himself, he doesn't have to say. Go ahead.
Time on my. So what's the reason?
I'm a Rabbanon, Sarach Lomar in general. Why did the Rabbanon require one? Go ahead. Time on my.
Time on my, I'm a Rabbanon, Sarach Lomar, Fanenasa.
Dilma what?
Dilma Asibalumar, Impossible.
Why do you think the Shliach has to say Fanenasa? The Baal might come and protest. So to fend that off, we say what? Find an echo and echo. But now that the guy go ahead, Hashta. Now the husband holds the get in his hand himself. Go ahead.
The Uri
Kamara law? A little drama there. Acting, right? The Uri Kamara law? The guy's going to protest and make himself like an idiot. I shouldn't use that lesson, right? But I'm trying to be more dramatic about it. The guy's going to make himself look terrible. The guy travels 300,000 miles, however long it is. And he delivers to get himself, then he protests? What, excuse me, why'd you come? You know what I mean? So that's why the guy doesn't have to say before an act of. So at the end of the day, a woman, even though it's uncommon, any shliach that can say it must say it, and the husband himself that delivers it does not have to say it, halacha l'maaseh. Okay, now let's elaborate now, and then we set up for ourselves, we can do the second tais tomorrow. It's hard, but it's not very hard. We gotta work on it tomorrow and Seder, okay? There's a Shem in Shir 2 in the second place. But let's close with the following, guys. I want you to get this down in the lungs. There is a Ramah in Hilchos Gittin in Siman Kuf Mem Beis. The Ramah writes in Ibn Ezra Siman Kuf Mem Beis Siv Zion. Please get it down, Shem the Ribosh. That an Elaim, a mute person, God forbid, he can hear but he cannot speak, is not able to testify b'fanei nechtav through a letter. Is not. He quotes the Rivash. The whole discussion that we had on Mahalach, I want to know halacha l'maaseh. Is an Elaim allowed to write on a letter b'fanei nechtav, yes or no? Can he testify through a letter? And the Ramah writes to the Rivash, no, he cannot. Al pi din. Ask the Beis Shmuel in Sifkat Nidav, Tekstos HaChesh, in Sim Mem Vav, Sifkat Nidav, that the Ramah in Chayshim Mishpat, what Simon? Binyamin? Mem Vav Sif Zayin Aryeh. The Raman Chayshin Mishpat, though, passes like the Rivash, and he says what? All Kiyum Shtaros are good Mipiksav. Stira. Not only is it a stir in the Raman, it's a stir in the Rivash. Make up your mind. Why, when it comes to Ilkos B'fanei Nechtam, B'fanei Nechtam, writing the letter is possible? Elias, you got this down? But when it comes to what? When it comes to what? Kiyum Shtaros, you're allowed to write it down. Your testimony. What's the difference? And what's the reasoning? Because the Shach quotes that the Gemara says above, Makayim Kufi Beis Ben Beis, that the Chachamim allowed you to do Makayim Kiyum Shtaros, Shalom B'fnei Baal Din. What's the famous principle when you give Edus? Not Odas Baal Din. Close, Yosef, but whenever you testify, the other Baal Din's got to be there. It's not fair. Your opponent has to be there. Whenever you testify against the other guy must be there. You cannot make Kabbalah Edus Shalom B'fnei Baal Dover. Okay? But by Kiyum Shtaros, we allow it, the Gemara says above a comma. Why? It's a kula. Kufiyat Beis and Beis. So too, says the Shach, we allow Edus B'ksav for Kiyum Shtaros. So the Kash is very strong. Why, when it comes to what the Fanachah, do we not allow a letter? The Ramah says we don't allow a letter. Why not? Let's get it. The Ramah says regarding what? B'fanei Nechtav. Let's get it. B'fanei Nechtav. Apostle Ayyubit Sav. And when it comes to Kiyum Shtaros, the Ramah says B'shem Le'Yivash is good. Kiyum Shtaros. It's good, B'sav. Why is it good? Because it's just like we're making by Shalom B'fnei Baal Din. So to we're making L'Gabi what? B'fnei Sav, yes? What's the difference? Okay. So the Shmuel answers like this. Please get it. The Shmuel answers, someone who has the ability to testify Baal Peh is kosher l'hoyed mipiksav. If you have the ability to do it verbally, then you can write it down. But an Elaim cannot do it Baal Peh, so he's puzzled. The Tumim says the same thing, Simon Mev Bav Sukkal Lamites.
Why?
Because if you're quartered in, Nate, and that's the only way you can communicate, we're not going to give the Yakub. If you have the ability to speak, and if, let's say, the writing's not good, you know what, we always have an out for him to speak, we're willing to be more maker. But if it's the only way the guy can communicate, we don't allow it. We don't allow it. So therefore, when it comes to what, an Elaim has no ability to speak, so therefore we cannot be maker. But in the case of Kiyum Shtaros, we're talking about writing, we're talking about a regular guy who has the ability to speak. The Shach goes ahead and asks, in Simon Mem Vav Sekhoni Tzayin, he says, what's the difference between Elaim and other Edom? What's the difference? All Edom are possible to testify Edus B'chsav. Kiyum Shtaros, we're maker. Yes? Kiyum Shtaros, we have this big kula that you can write down testimony. Why couldn't you be maker by Elaim? What's the big deal? Kind of like Nate was asking. If you're maker by Kiyum Shtaros to allow writing, so why can't you be maker by an Elaim? Basically, you know, I can even strengthen this. Do you know where Rabbeinu Tam's sheet is? There's a famous sheet that Rabbeinu Tam and Taisin Ksubis, actually Taisin Yavam Islam and Alpha and Beis, Taisin Babash, Daphne and Alpha, Taisin Ksubis, Yurchesim Beis. Three places in Shas Kotra Rabbeinu Tam. He has a collector's item. Only an Elaim is possible to write down B'ksav. He claims even you can write kosher Edom, could write down their testimony. It's amazing, Rabbeinu Tam. He actually says any Edom, even Edus D'Oraisa, you can write down. We don't accept the Rabbeinu Tam. But okay, I want you to know that Rabbeinu Tam. He says even Edus D'Oraisa, you can write down. We don't accept it. So if you don't accept it, which we don't accept, Ladina, we don't pass by. But I want to know, what is the difference? The Shach says, I don't understand this. If you're Mako by Kiyum Shtaros to allow what? People to write down, right? So why can't you be Mako by an Elaim? Just because an Elaim can't speak, so what? What's the difference? Should be Mako. Funny enough, this Kiyum Shtaros. In fact, we found Lamais only a what? There are other people that can write down, even by regular Edus. Even by regular Edus Lamais. Okay? Only an Elaim is possible to be Ksav. But at least at the Rabbanim level, let the Elaim be Kasher. So Lamaisa, it's a very difficult kasha. Halacha Lamaisa, we don't allow the Elaim to testify al Pidin. And then what we wrote on the board, who do we paskin like? We wrote on the board who we paskin like, the way we set it up. Machlekes Tosfos around, we're paskin like Tosfos. We're paskin like Tosfos, the way the Rav Beis Yosef presents it. Because according to the way the Maharshal has it, everyone agreed that what? That you could do it based on Kiyum. The other Rishonim said it was good. Or passing based on the Vishayas Havana of the Taisus Shulchan Aruch L'Shitaso. So let's close like this. Now we'll pick it up tomorrow. Yes?
Did we answer the Shah?
No. I don't have an answer. Let's see if we come up with an answer. Let's see if we're not going to have an answer today. We're not going to have an answer today. Push up Shah. You know what? I'll tell you the answer right now, Nate, and then we'll develop it up tomorrow when we go into the Taisus. An Elam might have a problem because it's a Psula goof. An Elam might have a problem because it's a Psula goof. You follow me? So Lamaisa could very well be, besides from Piksovim, there's a Psula goof in him. So if it's a Psula goof in him, Lamaisa, maybe that's considered to be what? Worse. You understand what I'm saying? So he doesn't have the ability to write it. Where other guys that are kosher, we allow them to write it down for Kimstars, but he has one other problem, it's a psula goof.
Like a Balmung too?
Yeah, like a rush. A rush. When I mean a psula goof, I mean like a rush. Rush is a psula goof. But Lamaisa, this is what we have to focus on, Lamaisa, on this din. We'll continue upon this model. We gotta do Taisis, okay? Please chazer over as we go into this Taisis more. Okay, everyone have a wonderful day. Let's stop Mincha. Okay, we'll keep chazer, Lamaisa. I think we're going to have the Shabbat Tome. This is on February 25th. That's what everyone thought was a better day. So mark that on your calendar. Okay? Say everyone will invite to come February 25th to Zad Hashem. Okay, guys?